there. And the first place we got was an old farmhouse, and they actually grew the grain for Carlsberg Brewery.
Okay.
And there's a whole bunch of fruit trees on the orchard, and the culture is pretty different over there. They use a lot of that raw material themselves. Mm-hmm. So I started getting my first inklings of like, oh wow, this is what beer really comes
yeah.
from. And over there is a different beer culture and stuff. People are just drinking it to enjoy it
yeah,
from
yeah,
over here.
Not to get,
yeah, not to get intoxicated. Yeah. So there's a whole different understanding of beer, wine, and spirits. So we did that for a while over in Denmark, and when we came back over here, I was like, wow, probably get a job. So I got a job doing finance for a little bit. The financial economy was kind of tanking. So I was like, I need to go back to school.
Yeah.
And so my wife was like, yeah, you should probably go to U of H, the Hilton program, and you're about came to the restaurants and
yeah.
stuff like that. You're gonna love it. I'm like, yeah, it's a good place. So I actually kind of came here to hide out during a down economy, but it soon became my passion. So one of the first two classes that I took, well, two first classes that I really took here, were beverage production, which I now teach, and then wine appreciation.
Okay.
I was enamored. I'm like, wow, all this cool stuff from Denmark that I saw the raw materials. Now I can learn about it here. I can put art and science together and really see it mashing up. So I was in Dr. Cordua's beverage production class, and he was talking about the basics of beer, and I had done some research in Denmark, and when I got back, and I knew a little bit, so I kept raising my hand and going, all right, yeah, you can do it this way, but what about X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
Can I go that way? What about this question? What about that question? So I pretty much annoyed him for the first 2 weeks of class, and after that second class, he's like, come see me after class. I'm like, oh, great. Now yeah. now I'm getting in trouble. I'm being that annoying guy, and all I want to do is learn.
Yeah.
So he goes in, he's like, hey, look, it seems like you know a lot, and then we started talking about different wine, beer, and spirit stuff. He's like, you know what? I'd like to bring you on. I'd like you to help me out in my lab, showing students how to make wine, beer, and spirits. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. So I started doing that, and really just snowballed from there.